Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Everybody settle in. Yishkoyach. Wow, what a crowd. Givaldik. Today's shir is sponsored by Paras HaKadosh Muli Hecht in honor of David Zlatting of 200 Akiva Solkowitz, F94 Shalom Rand, Rabbi Sai. Just a couple of hours ago, I was on a video call to these chevra. They're on fire. Mam's on fire. They made a siyum. 100 people showed up. They have a band. They're eating meat. They're dancing. They have their own caps, MBY caps. Beautiful stuff. Unbelievable. These guys are on fire. They started out, I said last week, what, they had 70 people on WhatsApp. Now they have 130 people on WhatsApp. It's crazy. What's going on over there? Shmuley Davidowitz, B202, the official, you all, the rest of you are all schluffen compared to these guys. The official 8-minute Daf Yomi committee. What about the ambulance? Who's driving the ambulance? They want to know. When you learn Torah like that, there's nobody sick. That's what happens. They're out of business. Pesach Rosh Hashanah is dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and the children Tehila and Reuven. Zeichen Nishmas Beit Zipori Basri Reuven and for Shidduch for Tehila Sarah Bas Esther Leah. In honor of Shamshi Shlafrak. Where is he? Is he here? Here he is, Shamshi. S-E-L-A-A-L-F-R-O-K, pronounced Shlafrak, in appreciation of his friendship and in honor of the Dodgers' loss last night, and if they won, in honor of their upcoming losses, from all his friends. I'm not going to read all these friends. There's 10 of them here. And if 10 guys got together to do a lousy sponsorship like this and not a Parnas HaChodesh, forget about it. Oh, yes, if you could put their name on the screen. Bayoni Berger, to my dear brother, Avi Berger, may you have much success, nachas, from the kinder, good health. Avi's constant encouragement to watch Rebelli is the reason I joined MDY for this Masechta. By Effie Zweigenhaft, in honor of Jack Nussbaum, F217, thank you for getting me involved. By Shaul Wasserthiel, in memory, my wife's neshama. Oy. Lila Nishmas, Ekodino Tziporibas, Moshe Menachem Levi. Rabbi Isai, today is the famous Avromi Kuperman from Brooklyn, Bar Mitzvah. He's been with us since Shkolim. I met him a number of times. His boy Bayoim is right now. Mazel Tov. Ayer Greenstein. Lili Nishmas. The Kamada Rav. Reb Shmuel Ben Shraga Faivish. We have with us a guest, so I'm going to read his personal email and embarrass him. Barabim, Mike Sklar. Dear Rebelli, I just received my Gemara this afternoon. Super excited and so grateful to now be part of the amazing MDY family. I used it for the first time this evening for Rosh Hashanah Daf. Hey. And Bez Hashem, first of many. I have to tell you that this is one of the most negative, I was one of the most negative naysayers. You know, you should read it by yourself. About Yaf Yoimi. He was a naysayer. People doing the daf told me they couldn't remember anything but kept on going. And I thought, what's the point? My wife and I made Aliyah to Modi'in 50 months ago from South Africa. I decided to spend much of the time I have learning and have a daily chavrusa with Reb Dovi Arabach, first cousin of Reb Eliezer. He gives Daf Yoimi Shir in Modi'in, and he kept on telling me that I need to learn the daf. It was good for me. Kitzer, his vrid is not so good, so he's looking for English one. My mechutin, who also lives in Modin, told me about Yashir. And the first shir I listened to was Beitza Dav Yotes. It hooked me. I was sold. I told Dovi, he started dancing. I made the decision to join MDY properly from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Reb Eli, your exciting, exuberant, and refreshing approach has changed my negativity to total excitement and a feeling of anticipation every day. That's why I drove. How long did you drive here? An hour to get here. Very good. He says 30 minutes, but Yeshua knows better. It was an hour. Last, I ask Hashem that He gives me the zitzflesh to see this through to the full siyum hashas for myself. Bez Hashem will be at the end of Masechtas Beitza of the next cycle with Hashem. Will coincide with my 70th birthday. Be'ezer Hashem. May Hashem continue to bless you and all the MDY family and administration with Hatzlacha and Brocha. Warm appreciation, Mike Sklar, Modi'in. Kolev Vigder. From the Hasidic guy from New York that came to the shir in Ramat Bet Shemesh. Shkoyach. Thanks for your great shiurim. It's amazing. And I won't write about this because it's endless. A special thanks for renewing the 8-minute daf, Chazara. I already got a few people to sign up. The Hadron egg arrived, Baruch Hashem, to New York. Who gave him an egg from New York? I don't know. Not even one crack. Maybe he himself. I was just on the plane while traveling to New York, and I heard that you said everybody's watching movies and you're learning Gemara. What a nerve, what a nerve. Everybody was watching movies, and I was watching you, Rebbe Eli Stavansky, because it's fun to do the daf. By Rav Asher Roth. Does anybody know this person? I don't know if this is a joke or not. I'm the Rav of a well-known 79th Street Chalal Shtibl in Borough Park. Anybody? Chalal Shtibl in Borough Park? I used to give daf yomi for the chevra, but since we discovered you, we bought a TV and watch you instead. You remind me very much of Dave Portnoy from Barstool. Sorry, don't know what he's talking about. Just mamish living your own world, shtick, and having a great time. It's a pleasure to watch you.
This guy's the Rav, huh?
He's the Rav. I mean, it's not that he bought a TV. He just took the TV out of his office. To my esteemed Rebbe, I've been doing the daf with you from the early days of Masechtas Shabbos. I haven't missed a day since, and it's done mostly on Zoom, but on a few occasions I actually learned the daf too. Unfortunately, my spare time has been filled with been watching other terrible sources of entertainment. Baruch Hashem, all that has come to a screeching halt. Since we launched the Bring a Friend to the Shir program, countless people have been greeting me on the streets and shuls and telling me that because of me, they have joined the Shir and they're actually enjoying to learn some Torah. They started to take life more seriously. And I'm not talking about 10, 15 people. People gave me a major wake-up call. And I asked myself, what's going to become of me by watching all this stupid stuff on the internet? So I took upon myself that at least from Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, learn the daf by myself before you give the Shir. There are no words to describe the simcha and satisfaction I have when I'm learning the daf. Besides the thanks for all effort you put into the Shir, I'm thanking you and all the guys behind the scenes, like Yossi Klein, for this phenomenal program you guys launched and making me a truly better person with sincere love and admiration. Yahai Mishabal Tshuva. P.S. We're very close. So I opened a new email account to keep myself anonymous. Shkoyach. Well, the program is still going, and it will go, but the actual raffle for a full R School Shas and two tickets there to stroll, which includes meeting and having fun with all the MDY Chevra, learning with me Chavrusa, and hanging out with Mendy Auerbach. Look at him, he's just cringed like you can't even believe it. You know what?
A month. Being adopted by Nachman.
Go, you know what? You could go collecting for, what was the name of that organization with Shmuel Eliwat? 3 hours of Shmuel Eliwat collecting. Givaldo. Anyways, that's going to happen. We have over 600 entries to the raffle, excuse me. And that was just for Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And that's going to happen Sunday morning in the beginning of the Shir, I guess instead of emails.
No,
we'll do a couple of emails. All right, fine. Rabbi Sai, we have an amazing Shir today. I should say amazing daf, not amazing Shir. Shalom Aleichem. I have a riddle. Ooh, Reb Avi Berger is here. Shalom Aleichem. Berg, I mean. Yeah, Berg. Morty Berg's brother. Who else? You're related to? Oh, Ezzy. Zezzy. Fold, Avigdor Fold, yeah. Avad. Okay. We all had his meat. Us, all. Beseder, Rabbi, I have a shiloh for you. How is it possible that you come home from shul tonight, on Friday night, and you sing Shalom Aleichem, and you are over a Isidar Raisa for singing Shalom Aleichem? Why is that an Isidar Raisa? That's a mitzvah. No? Okay, if you want to know the answer, you have to listen to the daf a little bit. We're going to get there. Amazing stuff. So we are holding, on top of that Vav, Omer Aleph, 10 lines down, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down, Tana Rabbanan, Maitza Svasecha Zu Mitzvahs Asei. So if you recall yesterday, we went through this whole thing, the whole Pasuk, Kisidor Nedel Hashem, this is the Pasuk of Loisa Acher, the Isser of pledging, Tzedakah, Karbanos, all these things, Nedidin, Davin, the Karbanos, all these things. And the Gemara went through each and every word. Now we're going to do the same exact thing for another Pasuk, and we're going to have some doubles, and the Gemara wants to know, why do we have doubles? The Pasuk we're discussing now is the Pasuk, very similar, Maitza Sefasecha Tishmar, just by saying that you're going to pledge Tzedakah, you must keep it. So every word here has a drasha, similar to what we had yesterday. So we're familiar with this. Says the Gemara, here we go. The word mitzvah comes to say that by not paying up, you're over an asay. Tishmar zumitzvahs lois asay. If you don't keep it, you're over on a lois asay. Anytime the Torah says, hishomer, pen, or pen or al, it means it's a lois asay. So tishmar is the lashon of hishomer. It's a lois asay. Ve'asisa, and you shall do hazar lebezdin shi'asucha. Bezdin forces you. Bezdin kaifin, they will force you to do the mitzvah. Bezdin forces you to do any mitzvah. Really, if you don't want to shake lulav, they will force you into it. But this is a special halacha when it comes to tzedakah and karbonis. Kashen redarto. Now we're moving on. Kashen redarto. No, still purple. Kashen redarto is a lashon of neder. What's a neder? Like we said yesterday, we're going to talk about it a little bit today. When a person says harei alai, I'm accepting upon myself, I don't know which animal, just in general, I'm going to donate an animal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beis HaMikdash. Kashen nedarta zeh neder. La'Hashem Elokecha. Now we continue with the Pasuk. La'Hashem Elokecha. Again, this is something that's to Hashem directly and you don't have any benefit from it. Elu chatois va'ashamois. A chatos, you did an avera, asham also. Type of an avera, oilos, you must bring a oilos ria. When it's not an oila, not an adava, oilos and dava. Oilos and dava means just out of the goodness of your heart, shom aleichem, come over here, Mati, shkoyach for the kibbutz last night at the chasana. Here he is. His son got married last night and he's here. He's here yesterday in the morning. He's here this morning. What are you saying? It's better. So you came 3 minutes late, shkoyach. Oh, and he's making bar mitzvah to the Shabbos. Also in Vakshal, everybody's invited to that one. Wow. All right. Eilu chatois v'ashamois. Oilois u'shlamim. So. No, you. Yeah, it's a chayva. Right. Lashem, it's a chayva. Hashem said you have to give it. This is one of the things. On a dava, you decided, okay, on your own, fine. Oilois u'shlamim. Again, it's not a shlamim that you decided on your own, it's a shlamim, shalmi chagiga, like we discussed, on yomim tovim, you have to bring a chagiga. Nidava, what's a nidava? Kimashmoi. Here we go. Nidava, literally nidava. No big chiddush there. And if you remember yesterday, we didn't, in our pasuk yesterday, we didn't have the word nidava. Where was it? So we learned from this. Over here, we only had neder. And we said yesterday, how do we know Nadava? It was Xerish Shavat here, I think. Kisidar, we had Neder. But it didn't say Nadava, we learned Nadava from Neder. Over here, this pasuk is a lot more Mefurish. Just like, and then we said, just like over here, it says Neder and Nadava together. So Mela, that pasuk also is also Nadava. Nadava kimashmoy. And what is a Nadava? What's the difference between a Neder and Nadava? A Neder is, I say, in general, I'm going to bring a certain karban. And if any carbon dies, you have to still bring a carbon. Nedava is a particular carbon. You look at it, you say, I'm going to bring this. Believe it or not, I saw in the Ran, if you want to memorize what's the difference between neder and nedava, because it becomes confusing. Which one is what? The Ran says that this is even better, because you say right away, this. You're not pushing it off. You say, I'm bringing this. But there's, if that particular carbon dies, you're potter, because you said only that. I'm bringing that one. And if that dies, it gets lost. You don't have to bring it. So it's nidvas. Nidvas halev, he says. It's a nedava. I'm giving it on the spot. Here, take it. So that's how you remember that nedava means harei zu. Neder means harei olai. No? It's not a little. Okay. Nedava gemashmoy. Asher di barto. Where are we? Do we have it? No. Put it away already. Why? Asher di barto in green. Elu, kochi betek abayis, like we had yesterday. If you're magdish something, cherem, all those things. Are ashedi barta. Beficha, zu tzedaka. Donating tzedaka. Now we go through it. Omar mar, mitzvah secha, zu mitzvahs asei. Lamali. Mivasa shama, vahavesim shama nafka. Always, I love this chart. This chart gave me a lot of ana after it came out. I already put it away, but I had to pull it out again. Stam, because I want to look at it. It's so beautiful. All the shitas, all five right there. But if you look closely, what? Oh, yeah, I put the two here instead of the one. Yes. There's a lot of copy and paste. That's why it's some, yeah, okay. So in Shitas Reb Meir, if you remember, Reb Meir says, you're over and about to acher after one yantif. And what is it? What's this pasuk? Uvasa. So we're familiar with the pasuk uvasa. This is not new to us. Uvasa vehevesam. You come to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring the nedava with you. Ask the Gemara, why do I need this? Moitzes sefosecha to tell us an essay. I already have it from Reb Meir's pasuk uvasa. Lo amalei uvasa shama vehevesim shama nafka. Tishmar zu mitzvahs lois asay. The second word in the pasuk, Tishmar. Or the third word. Tishmar, the second drasha. Zu mitzvahs lois asay teaches us that if you don't fulfill your obligation, you're over and alois asay. Lovely. Ulois achel is shalmin afko. What about the famous pasuk that we discussed yesterday? Baal ta'acher. Vasiso azor lebezin shiyasucha. Okay, now what about this? Each word, we need to understand what's going on here. Lomali, mi akrivoisoi nafka, disanyo, yakrivoisoi. Here we have, in the beginning of, yakriv oisoi lirtsoinoi lefnei Hashem. From here, from the yakrivoisoi, milamit shekoyven oisoi. We force the guy. Now, it does say lirtsoinoi. Lirtsoinoi means to his will. That's the Gemara's question. Yachal bar karchoi, kamad loy ma lirtsoinoi. Okay, it's sad. Which one is it? Kaifin oisoi ad shiyoimar roitani. You force the guy. You can beat him up until he says, okay, I'm willing to do it. But when he says, I'm willing to do it, it's already lirtsoinoi. I want to do it. This is the famous Rambam. Rambam says that every yid wants to do the right thing. His neshama wants to do the right thing. It's just his goof, his chitzoy. So you beat that out of him until his neshama wants it. As I talked to Rambam, I had the terrible schus of seeing when I was 15 years old, there was a person, I have to be careful because that person, so one of the people involved watches the shir. So without much information, I was 15 years old and my father was trying to get a woman a get from her husband who refused to give the get. And the famous Remendel Epstein, I think he was sitting in jail now, the FBI got on his case. And I think he was doing the right thing back in the day. He was helping Agunois. And there was a bunch of, basically, I witnessed with my own eyes, they grab this guy in the middle of Bar Park and they throw him in a car. Now, his mistake was that he was anticipating it and he had a knife on him. And he stabbed one of these guys. They were told, do not beat him up. Just threaten him. But he stabbed him. Now it became personal. So he gave the get. I watched it. There was a day on him. It was not pretty. And then they decided to take a little revenge. They took revenge and they threw his lifeless body outside of the car. That I didn't see. I heard later. In front of the hospital in the beginning of Ocean Parkway. What is it called over there? Right when you get off the belt. Coney Island?
There's a gap there. You witnessed the get and then what happened?
Then they took him somewhere to take care
after
of him.
Because
the guy had a massive cut on his hand. He was one of these guys that looked like a hardened criminal. You don't want to start with this guy. Kitzer, and he's bleeding from his hand. He needs stitches. He's thinking where to go because he doesn't want to get caught. If he goes to the hospital, they'll chop. Anyway, the whole thing. Then they beat him up and they throw him out in front of this hospital. What happened was, luckily for this guy, they beat him up. Why? Because they take him and they see this guy unconscious in front of the hospital. And they take him in and they do all these tests on him. And they found out that he has yena machla. They kind of saved his life. But anyway, his wife got a get. His life was saved. What do you say?
From here you see, you got to do the right thing.
Name one other shear in the world that would tell a story like that.
Did he tell the story? I didn't get the story at all.
How is there a 15-year-old just hanging out watching all
this? I wasn't watching. Put it that way. I was involved.
Let me see your hand for a second.
No. I didn't touch the guy, but I helped get the get. All right. Anyway, I was doing surveillance. I was just wanting to get coming out of the shul, in the shul, the whole thing. Okay, Tzad. Koyven oise atche yemiroitani. Chad. So anyways, we have this. No editing. Says the Gemara. So what do we have here? We have all these doubles. Yesterday we had a whole pasuk that says basically a lot of the same things. What do we do? Says Gemara, Chad Omar v'lo yafrish, v'chad afrish v'lo yakriv. There's two separate things. One is he just spoke. He didn't do anything. He said, I want to bring a carbon. So you have, we don't know. The Rishonim say, we don't know which pasuk goes on what. It doesn't really matter. One of the two, you pick, is the pasuk we learned yesterday, the pasuk we learned today. One of them is, he just said it. But he didn't say this particular carbon. One day I'm going to bring a carbon. To me, it seems like, well, I'm not a Rishon, but Stam, let's pick one. You just said it. Obviously, it's not so posh. And one of them, you already set the carbon aside. Utsricha, and it's very different cases. Why? Because if he just said something and he didn't put aside the animal, look, this guy is a bad guy. Why? Because he didn't fulfill his obligation. He didn't do anything. He spoke and he didn't do anything. He goes to shul in front of the whole shul and he says, I'm giving you $10,000. Doesn't give it. But this guy, he already took the step. He already put it on the side. So what's missing? He didn't take it to the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't makriv. Okay. He's a little lazy. But he already designated the money aside. They say, big guys are Rahman say. Now the Gemara even sticks something in. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. His Oitzer is everywhere. So what's enough given if the animal's in your house or in the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem already has it. You already designated it. Tzricha. B'yashmin ha'afrish v'lei akriv. And if you're going to say, this chiddush that he set it aside and he didn't bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Kamash l'gabei. He deserves a punishment because he's stalling. Maybe words are nothing. Stam said, okay. No, tzricha, words are everything. It's all about the words. We're not going to go into it now. So how can you tell me a case where he said it, he just said the words, but he didn't point to an animal? What's this? The red. And in the other pasuk also you have it. Any pasuk you're going to grab, there's a nedava in there. What is a nedava? He said, this particular animal is hegdash. He was mafresh. That's hafrasha. Hafrasha means, I have 100 animals, and I say, this, the nice big one, that's the carbon, or the skinny one, whatever one it is. But that's the one. So that means he did hafrasha. So how can you say that the whole pasuk is talking about in a case where he didn't do hafrasha? He didn't designate it. He just said it with his mouth. I will one day bring a carbon. That's nothing. What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? Neder means harei olai in general. And that's what we're talking about. Vezin nedava? Nedava means he spoke and he said, this is it. Therefore, it's afrasha. You can't say he just spoke. He actually designated something. It's more than that. And what's the difference? Ma'abi neder nedava? Neder. If you make a neder, you just say in general, one day I will bring a carbon. So it's not anything particular. So these animals die, you still have to bring another animal. Nedava, but if you point to one animal, you say, Yankel, that's my carbon. Mesoy nignava, if Yankel dies, enu chayev achra yusuf. Omar Rava, says Rava, big chiddush. Mishkachas la have a case. He going to Omar arei olai oila. He used the lashon of arei olai, which means general, not specific, so it's not afrasha. He didn't designate anything. But he stuck the halachas of nedava. He started out as a neder, but he asked that his neder should have the halachas of a nedava. I know what you're about to ask me, Noam. Sayin and Taisis Rush. What? What did you say? Oh, you wanted to ask that. Ayin and Taisis Rush. They're asking, it's Masna Mashikos about Torah. I saw, I already know with these guys for 3 years. I know when they start moving their head, I know what it is. Beficha zut tzedakah. If you just say that you want to give tzedakah with your mouth, Omar Rava, utzedakah mechayev alol la'alter. Tzedakah is different than everything else in the pasuk. Everything else we just discussed. You have three yamim tovim, according to Rameh, you have one yantif, three in a row. It could be a year and a half, or the whole thing. But when it comes to tzedakah, as soon as it comes out of your mouth, you need to find that ani. My taima daha kaima aniyim. They're aniyim right now, and the aniyim have nothing to do with korbanos. It's right here, right now. It's not about going to the Beis HaMikdash. Unless, of course, you say, I will give a ani next month. You specify what you're doing, but you just say, hey, I'm giving a ani $100. Go out immediately and find the ani and give him $100. You can't push it off. And if you push it off, you're over a isa de raisa right away. Now, First of all, I want to talk about an ani. So there was once a brisker, the famous brisker, who went to his friend and said, listen, this Purim, I found such an ani. It was unbelievable. Every chumrah, even the Trumas Hadeshin and Megillah Dafnun Tes, there's no such thing. The Manj, the chumrah, he was so poor, he ate dirt at night. And that's the guy I gave the money to. So his friend said, really? Where is he? I want to also be Mekayim the mitzvah with him. So his friend said, no. You're not going to put this guy on his feet. I need him for next year also. Okay, so that's that ani. But going back to my Shalom Aleichem question, believe it or not, halacha lemaisa, and I have to be more careful. I'm known, I always come back late on Shabbos. If you have an ani at your table, says the Chofetz Chaim, you're over in Baal Ta'acher. You have to give him food immediately. And in Mela, you cannot say Shalom Aleichem Eishes Chayil. Go right into Kiddush. And the Chofetz Chaim himself would not be noyel like that. Now, some people, Shalom Aleichem is like the highlight of the week. And how can you push off Shalom Aleichem? It's the whole, this is where I get the tzinoiris in my Gedusha. So, huh? No. Malachi Ashuris, Malachi Elyon. It doesn't work like that. You don't say this after Kiddush. What are you? Yeah, we have Amaratzim here. No, whatever. Shalom Aleichem is before Kiddush. I'll say it after Kiddush. Okay, Shkoyach.
When was the last time you had an
Ani by
Shabbos?
It's not
Stam
Ani. Talking about
the Ani,
you
didn't
need to.
When was the last time you had an Ani by Shabbos?
Oh!
My kids are.
In the time. Oh! You hear what Avi Kamiansky is saying? Nachman says, when do you have Ani? But the Chofetz Chaim says this applies to your children also. If your child is hungry, you have a chiyuv to give parnasa to your children, it might be a brown. No. We're very makbid that they don't eat after chatzos. Anyway, it's possible. It's possible if a guy is, if one of your kids is hungry. I used to kvetch all the time that I was hungry. Thursday, and then my father used to wait that hour between 7 and 8 that's also do kiddush, the shadim. I'm like, don't be machbe, don't be machbe on your kids, you're mechoyim. No, the shadim. You guys don't even know. Okay, after I woke up 4 in the morning to go catch the chickens, that night I'm like starving and thirsty and everything. No, you're going to wait now an hour. Okay, fine. But no, seriously, but a lot of people say, but the minig is not to skip Chas V'Shalom, to skip Shalom Aleichem on Friday night. So let's say that when you invite that Ani, you're inviting him with a timeline. You're saying, hey, you're going to eat. It's like I'm giving you tzedakah in 1 month from now. So you're not mechuyev to give today. I'm going to give you food after I make Kiddush, which happens to be after Eishes Chayil and my very, very long Shalom Aleichem and that whole thing, that whole paragraph that you say there that takes... It's just 15 minutes. They got to say it slow also. The guy's starving, you got to say it slow. Okay, fine. No, but I'm not kidding that Avi has a point there, that kids, according to the Chofetz Chaim, also have a halacha of like aniyim, because you're mechuyev to be in fairness them and whatever. Okay, I'm not passing any halachas. I'm saying chidushim that one should be aware of. It's more negat to me than anybody else. I sit in shmooze after shul with the oilam. I come home, and my wife says, what, Friday night, Ma'ariv is 2.5 hours? Like, it happens to be today, it was Rish Chodesh, and it was Halal also, so whatever. Yeah. But I have to be more makbid. Bemis, you remember I used to do that Mishnah Berurah here, and Reb Pesa made a whole fuss, and he said, you can only do it for 7 minutes. Yes, Reb Chaim can answer 7 minutes. And we had everybody sign a form that the wives are, the only two people signed, my Chavrusa's wife signed the form. Ani Ha'isha. This bass plain. I give rishus to my husband more than 7 minutes. Okay, fine. I still have it. Zogti Gemara. We're learning today.
That was what you gave over the big chiddush of Chaim.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about the chiddush a different year. We have enough mices for today. Where are we? Shita. Anybody?
Pshita.
Oh, befirazut my time in the Chaim anim pshita. Of course, it shouldn't have any connection to all the karbanos in the pasuk, which have to do with the Beis Hamikdash. This is Ani sitting right over here. Malas Hema, no. Keep in the Yonah the karbanos Siva. It's right there in the same pasuk with all the karbanos. Ad Avri Allah Shleish Rugalim be karbanos. So it should be similar to them. And you're only over after 3 yamim tovim, close to a year, not the next minute. Kamash Melon Hasam with the Aliyah Achmar be Rugalim. Karbanos have to do with the Yom Tovim Beis Hamikdash. Avol Hachalai Doshchich Aniim. There are aniyim right here. What if you live in Dubai and there's zero aniyim? So, well, you live in a place, it's hard for you to find the ani. You have to be mafresh. It seems like at least you have to be mafresh. You don't have to give, but you have to be put it aside. Omarov. Kivin shava lov regel echad. If you have all these, a carbon, and one yomtiv went by, you're right. According to some and amrim, it's three for a lois assay. However, oiver ba'assay. You're oiver in the assay of vahavesa, uvasa, vahavesem. That assay that we discussed in the beginning. Meisvei, we have a question. Hey, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Papayas. Avlad shlomim shikrav shlomim. That's a shiloh. What happened? You have a carbon shlomim that had a baby. So everybody agrees, shikrav shlomim, the baby is a shlomim. Oh, Rabbi Papayas, and he made a choice, alonu parash l'zivchei shlomim. There was a story, Maisa Shaya. We had a cow, and we shechted the cow for yontiv. What yontiv? Pesach, v'chalnu o b'pesach. V'chalnu v'lod shlomim b'chag. And we ate the baby, when? Half a year later, on Sukkos. Chag is Sukkos. As the Gemara b'shlomim b'pesach like Revua, I understand why they weren't over Isser by not shechting it right now. It's a shlomim. And we said, after one yontiv yoyver, the assay. Not a lois assay, an assay. But why are you not over an assay right now? Amen. The mechus is manab. You know why? Because it was a baby. And a baby you can't shecht until it's 8 days old. Okay? Halacha. In case you weren't with us in Kachem. An animal, to shecht the animal, 8 days old. Mechus is man. But how do you get past Shavuos? The next Yontif coming up after Pesach is Shavuos. How did we get to Sukkos? How do we get to have a year? You just pass go. You just pass Shavuos and you have to shecht it right away according to Rava. Otherwise, you're over on an assay. V'ari alei b'assay. Hechim mashulu v'ari b'assay. Omer azvid mishmei de Rava. Kegoin shahoya choyle batzeres. I'll tell you how. The animal was sick. You were sick. The animal, posh pshat, animal was sick. You physically couldn't shecht it. You're not over if you can't shecht it. Okay. Vashi Omar, my v'achalnu v'lod shlomim b'chag diktani chag shvuos. Okay, this is a little bit of a doicha because all over Shas, the word chag always means sukkos. And that's what Gemara asks. Over here, chag doesn't mean literally sukkos. It means we ate it the next yontif, which is shvuos. V'yedoch, aleichet etani pesach, tani atzeres. Anytime it says pesach, if you want to talk about shvuos, you say the word atzeres, you don't say chag. Okay. We just turn Vavon Beis, sponsored by the Tehillim group. Yosef, you have his mother's name. For all of the Shidduchim, Refuas, Yeshuas, please join us. Tehillim.amindav.com. Sponsored by Natan Koshnud for Schos, children, Ayakolev, and Yaakov, Yisrael Yaakov, and Dvorah. They should do well in our Yisrael. Have Cheshik for Torah, Mitzvahs, and Yerushalmayim. We also have another sponsor for Refuas Shlema, but I don't have the name. It's coming up. I hope it doesn't jump on me. Refuah Shleima? No, that's not it. Refuah Shleima, Braina Bas Yonta Dvora? No. Oh, Tamar Chaya Bat Sara, to have Refuah Shleima Bekaroi. All right, what? I don't think that's a Tchiyah. Yeah, it's not a Mum. It's not a Chayla. That's what the Gemara didn't say Mum. Chayla, physical thing. Maybe that's why some say it means the person himself. Okay. I hear what you're saying. It's possible that time, but it's like a mumayver, so it could be that's not a tchiyah. Omar Rava. Kivin shavar olav shlesha regalim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim over b'al ta'achar. You hear this halacha? Once three yom tovim go by, you're over every single day. Why? Because you cannot bring a carbon at night. So the following morning, it starts all over again. Your chiyav to bring the carbon is the next morning. It's not like a long sukkah that we said. It's one mitzvah. This every day is a new chiyuv meisvei echad bechar vechad kol hakadoshim kivin shavru aleim shana beloy regalim. Here showed this pasuk yesterday, just to emphasize the pasuk again. This is a pasuk that says by bechar lefnei Hashem lekecha seichlenu shana b'shana. The bechar you have to eat, you have to bring it, you have to give it to the kohen before it's a year old. You have a chiyuv. So now once the year went by, listen to this gemara, and this is what we're discussing today. A year went by without Yom Tovim. Is that possible?
No.
It's very hard. How do you have a year without three Yom Tovim in there? Regalim b'loy shana. That's very That's 3 regalim. You start from Pesach, you get to Sukkot, that's 6 months later, and you have 3 regalim, and it's not a year. That I understand. Regalim b'loy shana over b'baal ta'achar. I want to say real quickly a story that brings out halachas. There was a guy, an avreich, that befriended a non-frum Jew that owned a bunch of animals, and he told him about the halachas of b'char just recently. And he says, you know, I think it's a good idea if you get a partner that's not a non-Jew. He said, nah, kids are... It was very difficult to deal with this guy. He calls him up. He says, listen, you're not going to believe it. I had a b'char, just as we spoke, the following day, a b'char calf, it died. He says, I'm sorry for your loss, but I want to tell you something. You got to bury it. It's a b'char. He says, bury it. He took it and threw it off the cliff. He had a place there in his farm. He threw it down there. Because a couple days later, he had another calf that died. And then another one. He tells the avreich, I got to tell you something. Listen what happened. I went down there, and lo and behold, the animals that typically eat the calves, like the coyotes and the stuff that run around the Yisrael, they devour the animals. But the b'char stayed whole. And Mela, I want to do tshuva, I want to get a partner, and azay get the maisa. Why am I saying the story? Like the Gemara says a lot of times, the story, and the Gemara says, Shma minot las. You learn 3 halachas from here. Shma minot las. We have 3 halachas. First of all, we should know that the halachas of b'char apply bizman hazeh. We don't have animals, we don't have farms, so we don't realize this. But b'char applies today. The other halacha we see is that in order to get out of the problem of b'char, you get a partner, you get a non-Jewish partner. And the third halacha is that if you do have a b'char, and a lot of people are going to have b'char soon, they're going to have animals because we need to bring them to Beis Hamikdash for korbanos, and it's going to be a great business. B'char that dies, you bury it bizman hazeh. Okay, 3 halachas. Anyway, says in the Gemara about b'char. So why are we bringing this? Okay, before we get into it, what exactly is going on here? How is it possible to have a year, a full year, without Yom Tovim? What does he want? Omer Rav Kahana, Manik Moisiv, Shabbat Moisiv. I'll tell you what the big problem is from this line. Michli Tana, Alavi Komahader. Aren't you looking for how much this guy's over? He's a bad guy. He's over in Baal Ta'achar. He's over in this. Listen, so say how bad he is. Say every single day that goes by, you waited 365 days, you're over 365 Yisurim, or what, minus the Shabbosim whenever you can't bring it, whatever it is, but you're over a lot of Yisurim. V'edach. No, you are over every day. So how come it's not mentioned? Tana l'mik b'bilav komahader. I'm just trying to tell you the highlights, the names of the Yisurim. I'm not telling you how many he's over every minute. I'm telling you, by the way, if you don't bring your carbon on time, you're over on a lab. You want to start making the cheshbon, how many times you're over? Fine, that's your thing. Gufa. Now let's get into it. You have b'char, you have other kachim. If a year goes by and you don't do what you need to do with it, give it to the kain, you're over. If 3 yamim tovim go by and you don't give it to the kain, you're over. I get it. It's possible to have 3 Yom Tovim Pesach. Then Shavuos, 50 days later. Then Sukkot, a half a year later, all within a year. So if you have 3 Yom Tovim, one after another, then you're over. How is it possible to have a year without 3 Yom Tovim? So the Gemara is going to give us 3 answers. Now, this like Kisidra Mishkachas Lo, it's possible to have, if you hold it, you have to have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot in that order. So it's possible that you went, you made a neder right after Pesach, and now in order to get to the 3 in a row, you have to go through more than a year. Yeah? That's very posh. I forgot to bring the chart, but remember that chart that had an arrow right after Pesach? So you have Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. Only then you're over, because you need to have Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. So you have more than a year. That's if you hold like Reb Shimon. And Rashi points out he holds like Reb Shimon one, but not the other. Great. Bishlam le Rebbe Mishkachs lo Bishonim Muberes. Elo leman de les lekisidron. But if all you need is 3 Yomim Tovim, how is it possible, even if you go right after Pesach, you're going to have Shavuos, Sukkot, Pesach. You're going to have 3 Yom Tovim in less than a year, in less than 354 days. Bishlam le Rebbe Mishkachs lo Bishonim Uberes. Now, according to Rebbe, it's possible if you have more than 354 days in a leap year. Why? The Sanyo Shana Tumima. We're talking about Batei Rechaim. If you buy real estate, you buy a house in a city that's surrounded by a wall, Rebbe, you have a full year. It's crazy. You have to get ready for this. Here in Rav Shemesh, let's say you sold a house within a year, you'd be crazy not to take your house back because the prices went up at least by 50% or whatever it is. Somebody just told me that his house went up by 100% because he got a great deal. He was Mishkan Mechil Mishtaken. He bought it for 800, now it's worth 1.7 million, right? So if you sell your house, you go right back. Hey, I'm going to give you back the 800,000 shekel because now I'm going to sell it for 1.7. That's what you can do. You have up to a year. When does the year begin and end? According to Rebbe, it goes by 365 days, no matter what. So it's 365 days, not 354. 365. Like the solar calendar. You get 354. And if there was a leap year, you get another 29 days, you get an extra month. So, Mishkachas lo Rebbe, what's the case? You made a nether right after Pesach. Then you have a full year. What? Here you go. Shana malya regalim leimalu. See what happened? You went over here. Is this the right thing? Yeah. From Chav Beis Nisan, you go right after Pesach. What's the day after Pesach? Chav Beis Nisan. This is when you made your neder right over here. What's a full year later in a leap year? Chav Beis Adar, 354 days. Now, according to Rebbe, you add another 11 days because it's 365. So 365 brings you to Gimel Nisan. So Gimel Nisan is before Pesach. So here I have a full year from Chav Beis Nisan all the way to Gimel Nisan. That's 365 days, a full year, where I don't have three Yom Tovim. I only had two. It's not Pesach yet. Pesach is on the 15th. So here's the case. That's only if you hold 365. No, time out. Time out. Atzeres, so that's the answer. The answer is Kedetan Rishmai. This is how we have it. Atzeres, pa'amim. Hey, sometimes Shavuos falls out on the 5th of Sivan. Pa'amim Shisha, sometimes on the 6th of Sivan. Pa'amim Shiva. I'll just show you outside real quickly. Very, very pashut. This Shavuos is 50 days. It has nothing to do with the calendar, Shavuos. It's not a date in the calendar like Pesach and Sukkot. Shavuos is 50 days from Tesav of Nisan. So, if these 2 months are full months of 30, so from Tesav of Nisan to Lamed Nisan, just to the end of the month, is 15 days. From Lamed Nisan to Lamed Iyar is 30 days. 30 plus 15 is 45. Now, so 45, now you're Rish Chodesh Sivan. So when's Shavuos? 5 days later, because you have to get the total of 50. 15 plus 30 is 45. I have to get to 50. So it falls out on Hey Sivan. Now let's say this month is 29. So it's going to fall out on Vav Sivan. Let's say this month is 29. So it's going to fall out on Zayin Nisan. It just pushes it off by 2 days. I don't have a chart for everything, but this is the basic chart. If these 2 months are full, so it comes out the Shavuos, which is 50 days after Tezvav Nisan, falls out on Hey Sivan. Yeah? Good. Now, what happened is that a guy made a nether right after Shavuos. Shavuos was on Hay. He made his nether on Vav. And the following year, Shavuos fell out on Zion. See, Shavuos, because it's not a date of the calendar, it could fall out in different times. So Shavuos fell out on Zion, and he made his nether on Vav. So a year after he made his nether is Vav. And it's still not Shavuos. He doesn't have... You're asking me, how's it possible you have a whole year without three Yom Tovim? Possible, he made his nether on Vav, and the following year, Shavuos was on Zayin. That's the answer. Acher Moimrim, it's not true. That can never happen. By the way, what do we have today nowadays? How do we do it? Today, we have a calendar. Every month, it's 29-30, 29-30. We alternate months. So Shavuos always falls out on Vav. Always. And that's what Acherim say. Acherim Oimrim, Ein ben Atzeres Latzeres, Ein, what? Oh, sorry. Okay, Zat Shnei Melayim Chamisha. If the 2 months of Nisan Iyar are 30 days, then it comes out that Shavuos falls out on Chamisha on the 5th. Shnei Chaserim, if the 2 months are 29 days, Shiva falls out on the 7th. Echol Melav Echol Chaser, like we have in our days, one is full, one is 29, then it falls out on the 6th. Uman Tana, the Polag Alei, the Rav Shmaya, Acherimi, the Sanya, Acherim Oimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, El Dalid Yom Bavad. If you do the math, you have a year, 354, divided by the weeks, but each week is 7 days. So 7 divided by 354 equals 50 plus 4 days. So you always have the extra 4 days. That's why, according to them, it's always 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30, alternate the months. And Memela, if Yontif this year falls out, any Yontif, Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Sunday, next year it's going to be 4 days later on a Thursday. And then the year following that, 4 days later, which is Avim, the math, I don't know, 4 days plus Thursday, you figure it out yourself. Monday? Monday. Okay. Fine. Now, Vim Haisa Shana Muberes, a leap year like we have right now, we add 1 month, which is always 29 days. How many weeks are in 29 days? 4 plus 1 day. So that adds 1 day. We said that, Tzadik. You're off today. According to them, it always falls out on Vav Sivan. So it's not possible to make a neder on Vav and then next year's on Zion. It's always the same day, Vav, and that's why today Shavuos is always on Vav. What? What? I hear. I have to think about it. Good. He's asking on a leap year what happens. Is Shavuos always involved? Yeah. Maybe they because of the calendar, I don't know. They know what to do. Boy Reb Zera, Yorish Ma'ubata Acher. If you inherit your father's carbon that he was supposed to bring. What?
4 days is just the week that changes, not the date.
4 days is the day of the week, not the. Okay. We need David Feinberg for that. Okay, very good. Barib Zer, Yorish Ma'amat Acher. Kisidor Neder, Omar Achmona, Avalei Nodar. Do we go by the person that invoked this whole thing? He's the one that made the Neder. Oidilmo, Vasa Shama Vesim Shama. It's the person going to the Beis HaMikdash. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, you better bring the carbon that you inherited. Vamachayiv. Toshmad, Tarim Chia, Me'imach, from the word Me'imach, Pratli Yorish. It's you, not your inheritance. We learned yesterday in the pasuk of Baal Ta'acher, the word Mi'imach comes to tell us that Yo'ivim Baal Ta'acher and Leket Shechel Peah for the Ani. Karibay Imach v'karibay Me'imach, it's from the extra mem. Unfortunately, we have to stop here a little bit. Shalom Aleichem Hill, welcome back from Los Angeles. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Matzi Shabbos, 9:30 Be'ezer Hashem, right here.